Exodus chapter 24. And Yahweh said to Moses, "Come up the mountain to me, you and Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. While you're still some way away, you must worship, you alone," that is Moses, "without the others, are to come near unto me. The people are not to come up the mountain." Now, God's original plan a few chapters back had been that the people would come up, but they had touched the mountain. We read in Hebrews chapter 12 when they weren't supposed to. And they had not made themselves completely holy for God because they still had idols they'd taken with them from Egypt. And so you see how God has a plan, but then he changes it in accordance with how people are and how they can really cope with what he's asking of them. Although really, when they sinned like that, you could understand God if he said, "Look, you don't want a relationship with me, that's the end of it." But he keeps on trying with them. So Moses went and told the people all the Lord's commands, and all the people replied together, that is, they said in unison, "We will do all the things that Yahweh has said." Moses wrote down all of Yahweh's laws. Early the next morning, he built an altar at the bottom of the mountain and put up 12 stones, one for each of the 12 tribes of Israel. Then he sent some young men, this would have been Joshua, I'm sure, one of them, and they offered burnt offerings to the Lord and sacrificed fellowship offerings, peace offerings. Moses took half of the blood of the animals and put it in bowls, and the other half he sprinkled upon the altar. And then he took the book of the covenant in which Yahweh's commandments had been written and read it out loud to the people. They replied, and we imagine them saying this all together, "We will obey Yahweh and do all that he has commanded us." Then Moses took the blood that was in the bowls and sprinkled it over the people, saying, "This is the blood of the covenant which Yahweh has made with you when he gave you these commandments." Moses, Aaron, Nadab, Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel went up the mount, and they saw the God of Israel. Now that doesn't mean that they saw God himself in person, because as we know from what God himself says to Moses, nobody can see God and live. So what it means surely is that they met God's representative, that is an angel. So the angel, and God says, "My name is in him," the angel can represent God. Now that doesn't mean that the angel was God himself. It means the angel represented God. And this is where people get confused about Jesus, because they're... That's right. Because Jesus, we could say, manifested God. Jesus functioned as God. He was God's son. He was God's greatest representative. But that doesn't mean that he was God himself in person. He said, "I am come in my Father's name." And we also are baptized into the name. It doesn't mean we are God himself in person. And so Jesus is not God himself in person in any sort of Trinitarian sense. But he is the representative of God, far greater than the angel, although in that sense similar. So they saw the God of Israel, and beneath his feet was what appeared to be a pavement of sapphire, as blue as the heavens, the sky. And God did not hurt those elders of Israel. They saw God, and then they ate and drank together. So it seems that the angel ate and drank with them. That doesn't mean that angels need to eat and drink. Just like Jesus after he was resurrected, he didn't need to eat and drink, but he did eat, remember, part of a boiled fish and a honeycomb to show them that he was, as it were, able to relate to them and have relationship with them. And in a sense, this is what we do when we do the breaking of bread. We eat and drink together with God and with his Son, the Lord Jesus. The Lord said to Moses, "Come up the mountain unto me, and there I will give you two tables of stone, upon which will be all the laws that I have written for the instruction of the people, So Moses and his helper Joshua, who was one of his young men, they got ready and Moses started to go up the mountain of God. Moses said to the elders of Israel, "You wait here in the camp for us until we come back. Aaron and Hur are here with you, and whoever has any dispute or argument can go to them." It seems you get the impression that the Israelites are always arguing amongst themselves. You remember in Exodus 18, they were all day long around Moses, hassling him about different arguments they had with each other, wanting him to decide them. That's why Jethro says, "Look, Moses, you're going to wear out. You need to share this work with others." Moses went up Mount Sinai, and a cloud covered it. The light of the glory of Yahweh's presence came down on the mountain. The Israelites thought that the light looked like a fire burning at the top of the mountain. The cloud covered the mountain for 6 days, and on the seventh day, the Lord called to Moses out of the cloud, and Moses went up to the mountain into the cloud, and there he stayed for 40 days and 40 nights. And there he was going to be given all the commandments about how to make the tabernacle and the altars and how the priests were to be dressed and the various things that were going to be needed to serve God. Now, we could say that Moses is a type of Jesus. He represented Jesus. He looked ahead to Jesus. We know that particularly with Moses because he says in Deuteronomy at the end of his life, "A prophet like unto me will the Lord your God raise up unto you, and him you must listen to." So he understood quite clearly that his life was looking ahead to the life of a far greater person. So you see that Jesus didn't exist at this time. But because he was only born of Mary, he only came into existence when he was born of Mary. But people like Moses, they looked ahead to Jesus. And so all the time, Moses is going and talking to God for the people and then communicating to the people what God had said. And going up into this mountain to meet with God into the cloud, it's a little bit like Jesus going to heaven. And that's what he did for us. So Jesus is in heaven, but he's not just sitting there doing nothing. He is actually talking to God about us. So God is real, and Jesus is real. And when we pray to God, we have Jesus there in heaven talking to God for us. And one day, Jesus is going to come back to the earth, just like Moses came down the mountain. Now, unfortunately, later on when he comes down from the mountain, they are all worshipping the golden calf. And that must not be the case with us.